On the mall. Two Fairfax County school employees are now facing charges of assaulting an autistic boy.
Fairfax County police say the 11-year-old autistic boy was assaulted twice last month on his way to school by his bus driver and an aide. Police say those assaults, which are being characterized as a push or a shove, were unprovoked. 35-year-old Edmund Bailey and 62-year-old James Duffy III, both of Lorton, are facing one count of assault and battery. Police say Bailey has resigned from his position as an aide, while Duffy is on administrative leave. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Used to be, they said the Wednesday before Thanksgiving was the busiest travel day of the holiday week. Now, though, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. That's today. AAA's John Townsend says some roads would be really bad.
Anything on I-95 going south, anything on I-95 going north, and anything on 270 will be caught in absolute gridlock.
And Townsend says the worst of it all is likely to be sometime between 4:45 and 6 this evening. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,430. The NASDAQ at 67.91. Sports, the Wizards get a win on the road. The Caps take a loss at home. College basketball, Maryland wins, GW loses. Monday Night Football, Atlanta hangs on for the win over Seattle. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story. Plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision making. They're just habits. Things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Gray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Gray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Skip Black Friday and come to Bray Friday, going on now. Get exclusive double rebates on select KitchenAid packages up to $800 back, plus free bonus appliances and free basic installation on select Jennair packages. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention, so don't miss Bray Friday at any of their locations or BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through town through Hyattsville. Let's take that trip on Queens Chapel Road. Still with delays, just to give you a heads up, but the crash cleared southbound Queens Chapel Road before you get to Chilham Road. On the freeway, Southeast Southwest Freeway, crews tell me earlier incident westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel, all clear. Still watching delays come off at 295. Suitland Parkway, been talking about you all morning with these heavy delays, which continue to intensify. Now, police say no, they don't have any accidents reported, but they're now checking the signal lights as you come inbound Suitland Parkway at Stanton Road. They might be short timing, thus those major delays through there. Maryland on 97, coming south past 32 for the crash. 270, volume Germantown down to the Beltway. All right, 66, latest crash eastbound as you come up to the Beltway. Looks like that's all to the left shoulder. It was minor nature, so they were quickly able to clear that. However, very little break out of Manassas toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds around and a light breeze out of the south-southwest. 61 overnight tonight, becoming cloudy. Cold front on the march. Maybe a shower. 48. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Plenty of dry weather. Windy, though, at times. High near 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stegic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Woodbridge, 36 in Rockville, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A federal judge blocks President Trump's sanctuary city order as unconstitutional. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Larry Kudlow stopping by at 8:35 to discuss what else? Tax reform. See if the Senate can do anything when they get back from Thanksgiving. All ahead. This is Vince Colonnais. I'm with Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Yes, whether you want it to be or not, you will be getting together with family, with loved ones on Thanksgiving. It's an all-American holiday. It's not religious. Regardless of your religion, no matter where you came from, you come to this country, you participate in Thanksgiving. And the key to a good Thanksgiving is the turkey. So here to discuss that with us is Gwen Carlisle. Gwen, good morning. You're a butterball turkey expert. Boy, did you ever think that's where you were going to wind up in life?
That's pretty cool.
Not really, but I do have a food science degree, so maybe it's not as far-fetched as I might think. But
there
yeah.
you go. So little kids all around across the country going, I want to be a butterball turkey expert.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know if my kids feel that way, but maybe.
Oh, I bet you they do when they eat that turkey. So my question to you is, I have never made a full turkey. I've never done it. I don't foresee that happening in my future, but you never know. What is the biggest mistake people make when it comes to cooking the bird?
I think not even cooking it per se, but thawing it. That's our number one question. Honestly, people call and they're like, when do I start thawing my turkey? Because people wake up on Thanksgiving thinking, you know, if they bought it the day ahead, that they can just throw it in the oven. But if you've got a 20-pound bird, that's going to take about 5 days to thaw in the refrigerator. So we just try to prep people and get them ready just leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday. We start getting really busy about the Thursday or so before Thanksgiving. That's kind of what we consider Thaw Thursday, where people can call in and they say, when do I start taking my turkey? And I say, you take it out today. Just get started today, because that will make your Thanksgiving wonderful if you can actually have a thawed turkey when you wake up on Thanksgiving morning to put in the oven.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving morning.
What if you're trying to do like sort of a combination? I know some people brine their turkey in water. How long, like ahead of cooking it, should you do that? Should you make it like a combo thaw and brine?
Yeah, you can. You know what? Actually, you do want to thaw it before you brine it, because if the meat is frozen, it can't absorb the extra liquid that you're brining it in. So you do want to make sure that you use the thaw schedule, and then you can brine it like the day before. So a lot of people love to do what we consider like a wet brine, where you put it in a huge vat of, you know, either flavored liquid water, or you can just use salt and water. But then there's some people that do a dry brine, where they actually just rub the salt and the seasonings on the skin and bake it like that. So we've had a lot of questions about that this year, so that must be something that's kind of, going around and is popular this year.
Yeah, people, it's an advanced move. People are moving on from simple baking. They're adding brining to the experience. A lot of the big risk that everyone talks about every year is needing to thaw that turkey and not sticking it in the fryer. That's the big one.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that call about frying the turkey. I think people are just looking for something else to do at this point in time. So frying a turkey is a big deal, grilling, smoking. For frying, I always tell people, top two tips, make sure, number one, it's thawed. Super important. Number two, make sure that all the liquid is out of the turkey, so drain it really well. Make sure you pat it dry, because obviously oil and water don't mix, and hot oil and water really don't mix, so you want to just be careful.
Now, all right, so I saw something online about whether to wash the turkey or not wash the turkey once you bring it home and it's thawed. Do you wash it or do you not wash it?
You don't have to wash it. I know a lot of people, when it thaws, there's some liquid that comes out of the turkey that's in the bag and stuff, so people see that and they automatically think, oh, I need to wash this, I need to rinse it out or whatever. You don't have to. The turkey, once it's processed, is actually cleaned very well before it's bagged and shipped. So I always tell people, you really shouldn't, because the more you have those raw turkey juices kind of floating around your kitchen and in your sink and all over, you have more cross-contamination. So I say, just drain it out and just pat it dry and get it ready to roast. But you don't need to wash the bird. I know my mom, she still washes it. I always tell her, I'm like, Mom, you don't have to do that. But she does it anyway. So, you know, everybody's got their own preference, but we don't necessarily recommend it.
You're the expert. How can she tell you no? You're the expert.
I know. You know, Mom's going to do what Mom's going to do.
By the way, isn't that like very, very telling about the relationship between your parents and your children? Even if you get to expert level, they don't even care. They're like, no, I'm washing it.
Sorry, honey. This is how I've always done it. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm not here to change anybody. So I'm just here to help give some tips.
All right. They're old school. You put the stuffing in the bird to cook. And then new school is you don't, because I don't know why, but you can't do that.
A lot of people think that stuffing the bird is like, I don't know, it's gotten kind of like a bad reputation, but honestly, you can stuff the turkey. I don't know if it's just people, more of this younger age group think that you want to do it a casserole dish or it's safer or something. But if you do stuff the turkey, which is totally fine, just make sure you don't like pack it in there really tight because you want to make sure it can cook properly. And then just make sure the center of the stuffing is the same temperature as the breast meat. So you want to make sure the center is like 165, and so is the breast meat, because you want to make sure, obviously, that it's cooked thoroughly for food safety purposes. But if you want to do it in a casserole dish, you know, you can do it on the side, too. It's just, I think it's more of a personal preference thing. But, yeah, for some reason, it's kind of gotten a bad rap. So, I don't know. It's safe to do it either way.
You mentioned cooking thoroughly, and here's the real balance. I think regardless of preparation or anything else, the trick on Thanksgiving Day is cooking the turkey just enough that it's still juicy, but not so much that you've lost all the moisture. How do you get there?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we talk about a lot. Like, how do you just roast a turkey? People are concerned, obviously, with the turkey being dry. And I always tell people the only reason a turkey is dry is because it's overcooked. You know, whether you do a moist heat method and you do it in the oven bags or you do it in a roasting pan open, the reason a turkey dries out is because it's actually overcooked to a certain temperature. So 165 is the safe food temperature in the breast meat. So the deepest part, you should insert a thermometer, which, by the way, we love when people use thermometers, because that's the way that you know it's done. And then if you can insert it into the deepest part of the thigh, that should be like 175 to 180. And you just want to get that muscle of the turkey, you know, cooked a little bit more thoroughly. It's food safe at 165, but it just, you wouldn't like the texture of it. So we always tell people, you got to get that thigh up to a little bit of a higher temperature to tenderize that meat, and you'll like it a lot better.
All right, now, let's go to the fun stuff. You must get the best calls to the hotline, people calling. Hey, what are the ones that you guys talk about at the end of the day? You put your head sits down after you answer the phone, you go, can you believe that?
We get a lot of peculiar calls. The one I particularly remember is I was talking to this lady, and she decided to thaw her turkeys on the back deck because she lived in, like, Michigan or something. And I was like, oh, terrible idea, number one, because we really don't want you to thaw your turkey anywhere but in the refrigerator or in a cold water bath. So she decided it was cold enough that she's going to leave it on the deck. And apparently overnight, the neighborhood cats or something got into the turkey and just chewed through the package and left some nice bite marks. And she was asking me if she could trim it off to still serve the turkey to her guests. And I was like, oh, my goodness. She wanted me to tell her it was okay. And I'm like, listen, I don't know who these cats are or who these people are wearing your turkey, but I am not going to okay that for you. So she reluctantly, I think, bought some new turkeys, but she wasn't happy about it.
Last one on this. Are you trained in consoling people when they burn their turkeys into flaming embers?
You know, it's funny. We do talk to a lot of people that, like I say, just getting into some peculiar predicaments. And so we always hate the calls where people have, like, left it in their car or in the trunk, or they left it on the counter at night. Or it's just, like, the worst feeling because, you know, you just feel for them. They bought this turkey, and they're trying to be prepared. And they make, like, this sort of fatal mistake, and it's just not food safe anymore, and they really need to throw it away. And you just feel terrible. You just feel awful. So, yeah, I do feel like I do some therapy work.
Well, I think I suspect you're really good at it because you've made us more joyful this morning already. Thank you. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. By the way, if you would like to reach Gwen, you can reach her and all of her friends at 1-800-BUTTERBALL with all of your turkey tips.
You got it. And you know what? You can also text us, too, just real quick, 844-877-3456, if you guys want to text us, too.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's 8:15 on WMAL.
All right, let's get you to work or back from the grocery store. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
With your butterballs. All right, here we go on 66 out of Centerville, Manassas, actually. Off and on toward the Beltway. We had a number of accidents this morning. The latest one prior to the Beltway, completely clear. It's not even on the left shoulder, so that looks good. Getting better if you're heading toward the toll road, south on 28. The crash before 606 gone, and you know what? I'm looking at the cameras. Those delays actually all dissipated. So 28, you can now take that southbound down toward the toll road. It's not going to cost you extra time. But we still have a lot of extra time needed. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, inner loop in through to Bethesda. Hang on, Northwest DC on Nebraska Avenue. Very slow passing the Comet Ping Pong going northbound Nebraska Avenue up toward Reno Road, the scene of the crash, under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Weather today, sun and clouds mixed, a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. This evening will become overcast overnight with a slight chance of a rain shower, low 48. Tomorrow will be mainly sunny, windy at times, a high of 51 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 42 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Ready, set, holiday with Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato. Try one today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, we've got a roundup here for you of other people who have been accused of sexual harassment. This is all just breaking in the last 24 hours or so. New allegations. Yesterday morning, there was another woman accusing Al Franken of inappropriately touching her in 2010. It was at the Minnesota State Fair. Her name's Lindsay Menz, and she told CNN she wanted to share an She did share an uncomfortable interaction that left her feeling gross. She reached out to the network after she had heard from that California radio news anchor, Leanne Tweeden, who had said last week that Franken had forcibly kissed and groped her in 2006 on that USO tour. So she said she was at the Minnesota State Fair with her husband in 2010 and her father. And this was 2 years after he was elected to the Senate, meaning the allegation in question happened while he was a senator and not just a comedian, as in the case of Leanne Tweeden's allegation from 06. She said that her husband held up the phone to take a picture of her and Franken together. And Franken, quote, pulled me in really close, like awkward close. And as my husband took the picture, he put his hand full-fledged on my rear. It was wrapped tightly around my butt cheek. It wasn't around my waist. It wasn't around my hip or side. It was definitely on my butt, she said. And she added that the incident lasted a full 3 or 4 seconds, which, by the way, is an eternity in butt-grabbing time.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a long time. It's I almost said it was a long butt time. She said to CNN in a statement she didn't remember taking the photo. Franken said to CNN in a statement that he did not remember taking the photo with Menz. He felt badly that she felt disrespected. Quote, I take thousands of photos of the state fair surrounded by hundreds of people, and I certainly don't remember taking this picture. I feel badly that Miss Menz came away from our interaction feeling disrespected. So it wasn't even memorable, is what Al Franken is saying.
Well, I mean, come on. I'm sure there were so many of them that you know, after a while you get them mixed up. You don't necessarily remember the face.
No. It's a fleeting moment. It wasn't even a memorable tush grab. So there you have it. She's made an allegation against him, and he's sorry that she felt disrespected. And by the way, he has no intention of stepping down. I think one of his aides said that he's just spending time doing some reflecting. I don't know what that means. Looking in the mirrors. He's just doing reflecting.
Doing his Stuart Smalley thing.
Yeah. Writing scripts for other women. Glenn Thrush. He's a New York Times reporter. His name has become a lot more prominent over the course of the Trump administration as he and his fedora sit in the Brady press briefing room, having questioned both Sean Spicer and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. He's becoming there's a lot more notoriety from his character basically being played on SNL. Glenn Thrush appearing in those sketches as you've got Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Sean Spicer's characters rolling around with the podium. He's been accused of sexually harassing women and sexual misconduct involving younger female journalists. And he worked formerly for Politico. Some of these allegations do cover the time he worked at Politico. And a spokesperson for the New York Times has called the allegations against him very concerning and not in keeping with the standards and the values of the New York Times. They've suspended him. We intend to fully investigate, they say. We support his decision now to enter a substance abuse program.
Oh.
His claim is that, you know, he's misused alcohol. He's made some bad decisions.
It's part of the mea culpa that you must do in this country. You must enter rehab of some kind or introspection, as we have Al Franken doing. There has to be some kind of, I'm going to get help and better myself, and then you get to walk.
His story that was written in Vox.com, that liberal website, the woman who wrote it, Laura McGann, is one of his accusers. And she did the reporting as well for the story. The women accused Thrush of, quote, a range of similar experiences that included unwanted groping, kissing, and hazy sexual encounters that played out under the influence of alcohol. Thrush, by the way, is married.
So the evil liquor made him do it. That's what it was. See, okay, I'm going to say this. I think that if you drink too much, if you have an alcohol problem, alcohol isn't going to make you do something that you normally wouldn't do. It may lower your inhibitions of something that's in your character. But other than that, it's not going to make you say something or do something you is normally out of your character.
Also alleged in that story is that after awkward encounters, he would go and tell male colleagues in the office that the woman was the one who had initiated the contact, so sort of as a preemption against her spreading stories. More about a top member of Congress and another top member of the media here in a moment. 8:22.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, D.C., and heading on inbound New York Avenue. Crash reported, and crews on their way inbound before you get to the light of Bladensburg Road, and that's right where the delays go to, so keep alert, please, as fire and rescue respond on New York Avenue. Now, out of Riverdale, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, those delays have actually had ease, so again, just get ready onto New York Avenue, that's your trip. And on 50, still slows through Chevrolet to join DC 295 southbound. Inbound Suitland Parkway, we have been bunched up all morning long. Technicians are on their way to check those signal lights. Inbound Suitland Parkway at Stanton Road might be short timing. To the Wilson Bridge, you're backing up before St. Barnabas Road. All right, off of River Road, if you take Goldsboro and heading into town this way, Goldsboro Road is just jammed. Heading over toward Massachusetts Avenue, crews now checking in that area. The signal lights, or I should say the cameras are dark, so I'm a little suspicious there might be a major problem there. So Goldsboro off of River with big delays. Update is sponsored by Shop Vac. Have a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Well, hurry down to Lowe's to pick up your Shop Vac brand wet dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology starting at just $79. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking forecast once again today. A few clouds around and a light breeze out of the south-southwest on the west side of high pressure, and that's a good thing. 61 overnight tonight, becoming cloudy. Cold front on the march. Maybe a shower, 48. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Plenty of dry weather, windy though at times. Northwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. And high near 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees, 827 on WMAL. All right, Congressman John Conyers, Democrat from Michigan. He's also the longest-serving current House member, 88 years old. He reportedly settled a wrongful dismissal complaint in 2015 after a former employee accused him of firing her for resisting his sexual advances. Four House former staffers, The Hill reports, signed affidavits, three of which were notarized, saying that Conyers, the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, repeatedly engaged in unwanted sexual behavior with his female staff. So there's a lot of inappropriate contact reported. BuzzFeed got the initial report, includes making requests for sexual favors, caressing and touching, as well as having his staff contact and transport women they believe were sexually involved with him.
Okay, I want to know where the money came from for that payout.
Right, was it?
That's what I want to know. That's what we demand. We should have answers on that.
Was it the federal settlement fund? And then, meanwhile, CBS's Charlie Rose has been suspended by CBS and PBS. He's been charged by eight women of having sexually harassed them with nudity, groping, and lewd calls. Those lewd calls include envisioning one of the women telling her that he dreamed about her being naked in the pool and swimming in the pool. And I thought to myself, that's Clark Griswold's dream from Christmas Vacation.
It was Christie Brinkley. So she should be flattered, right? Because it was Christie Brinkley.
Yeah, it was in Christmas Vacation, so apparently it's safe to have that thought. Groping and then apparently walking around like a naked old man in front of these girls all the time.
God, it's always the old ones, too. It's 829 on WMAL.
It's called MediShare, and it's affordable biblical healthcare. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, ask the people who are already members, like the Badger family. It's a big family, by the way.
We have seven boys, three girls. We live out in the country. We homeschool.
And they thank God for MediShare, especially after one of their babies was born with spina bifida. And the total bill was about $250,000. MediShare members met the entire need and sent them cards and letters letting them know they're praying for them.
MediShare is, I mean, we love it. With myself being self-employed, owning my own business, MediShare was a great option as far as affordability. With MediShare, as far as like all of our stuff, it's always come through.
Yeah, more and more people are doing this, and you can see why. Hundreds of thousands of Christian believers sharing, and that is a beautiful thing. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
The White House opened tax reform could get through soon, but can it make it in by New Year's? We'll talk to Larry Kudlow, who's been working on this a lot. He joins us next. 8:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. CBS This Morning was without one of its co-hosts this morning after the network suspended Charlie Rose over sexual misconduct allegations. Co-host Gail King opened the show this morning.
You know, I've enjoyed a friendship and a partnership with Charlie for the past 5 years. I've held him in such high regard, and I'm really struggling because what do you say when someone that you deeply care about has done something that is so horrible?
Charlie Rose says he is deeply embarrassed and apologizes for his behavior. PBS has halted distribution of Rose's nightly interview show. There's also a report now that Michigan Democratic Congressman John Conyers settled a wrongful dismissal complaint with a former employee who claimed that she was fired because she wouldn't succumb to his sexual advances. President Trump's executive order withholding federal grant money from so-called sanctuary cities has been blocked by a judge in California. The judge issued an injunction permanently blocking the president's order as unconstitutional. Today's likely to be the heaviest travel day of the week, says AAA, as the Tuesday before Thanksgiving has now replaced the Wednesday before the holiday as the worst day to try to travel. AAA's John Townsend says, if you can...
The wisest thing to do is to travel in off-peak hours. And if you're traveling less than 100 miles for Thanksgiving, leave out on the day it's a Thursday morning, and you'll still get the Thanksgiving dinner on time.
The worst time today to travel, he says, is likely to be between 4:45 and 6 this evening. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,430. The NASDAQ at 67.91. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Wizards beat the Bucks in Milwaukee. The Caps lose to Calgary at home. College basketball, Maryland wins. GW loses. Monday Night Football, the Falcons get the win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Go to Staples this Black Friday for great deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts like an HP Stream laptop for just $199, including 1 year of Office 365 Personal. While supplies last, ends 11/27/17 at Staples Black Friday.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with EasyPass. If you're carpooling, travel free with EasyPass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your EasyPass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
New Tom, you did great yesterday.
I love this job. You made junk disappear for our customers.
All they had to do was point.
Yeah, but why does the air sparkle and make that sound?
You mean when people point?
Yeah.
That's the magic happening.
The magic?
The 1-800-GOT-JUNK magic.
Does it happen every time?
Every time.
That's the sound of the room getting bigger.
And cleaner.
And happier.
We work until midnight 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil Super Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator oil filter for just $26.99. Plus, buy any oil change special with a Purolator filter and upgrade to a Purolator 1 for just $2. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Includes filters up to $7.99.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Let's toast to my girlfriend for this incredible meal.
Gather around.
And I'd like to ask her an important question.
Are you asking me to...
Will you tell me what kind of sausage is in this risotto?
I'm not sure what your intentions are with my daughter, but if you can't tell a Premio sausage from any other brand, we have a problem.
Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland through Annapolis and Bowie in great shape this morning, heading up through to the Beltway. It's right as you come up to the Beltway, though. I want you to be careful. Those far right lanes that merge you onto the Beltway, that's where you have a crash on those exit lanes. If you're getting around it, but slowly. So that's where the delay is focused on right there. On the outer loop of the Beltway from 95 and around, heading over toward 270, you break free right as you pass George Avenue, still with the volume to the Wilson Bridge backing near St. Barnabas Road. Heads up on I-97. Delays continue to grow because the crash is still in place. South on 97 after Route 32. Do watch for police direction. 270, no late incidents reported. reported. Fingers crossed. We still see some delays, though, in Germantown. And as we push into Rockville, 66 eastbound through Manassas, Centerville, heavy, and again through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Earlier crash at the Beltway is gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here on this Tuesday. Big travel day. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning and more of the same this afternoon. Clouds and sunshine and a high near 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Chantilly, 42 in Greenbelt, 42 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. We're going to give the American people a huge tax cut for Christmas. Hopefully that will be a great, big, beautiful Christmas present.
Joining us now to discuss that big, beautiful Christmas present, Larry Kudlow. Good morning, Larry.
Morning. Morning.
So will it be a great, big, beautiful Christmas present that we're all going to receive?
Well, I'd say yes. I think that, you know, the power behind this is in the business side. And it's funny because it hasn't changed much from what Steve Moore and Art Laffer and others, Mnuchin, worked on the campaign 2 years ago. It's, you know, the basis of this thing is still a 20% corporate rate, which I might add, the Senate has got to move the start date to 2018, not 2019. That'd be a big mistake. The House is 2019. And the repatriation and the 100% expensing. And they do need to give a little more relief, tax relief, to the you know, the so-called subchapter S pass-throughs, et cetera, which Ron Johnson has been talking about. I had him on the radio Saturday, and one of his points is he wants more equal distribution on salt. Right now, the C corporations can deduct salt, state and local taxes, whereas the pass-throughs cannot, so that needs to be fixed. But on the whole, if I just kind of focus on that, oh, there's one thing that does bother me. I don't know if this is the business side. Some goofball Senate staffer, I don't know which one, put in this first-in, first-out thing. Have you gotten wind of this?
Tell me about it.
This is for investors. If you're sequentially buying a company's, you know, stock name, all right, so you start 2009 and you buy some more in 2010, you buy some more in 2014, buy some more in 2016. If you want to sell some of that stock, you have to sell beginning at the beginning, all the way back. You can't sell the latest transaction, which, you know, might be frothy or might even be a tax loss, a year-end tax loss. You got to go back and sell the very first transaction, which means, in theory, you're probably going to pay a higher capital gains tax. I call it, others call it a backdoor capital gains tax hike, presumably worth $2.7 billion, which they will never see, ever see. And I just think that's terrible. Now, the Investment Company Institute, which represents mutual funds, this is also part of the drama. They got themselves out of that, but individuals are still going to have to deal with that, including ETFs and things of that sort. That's just, you know, that's Washington swamp at its worst, number one. It's also bad policy. It's just raising the capital gains tax, and they'll actually lose money on that. So that's one other thing sitting out there. But on the whole, the business side is very good, very powerful, will produce much more growth and investment and productivity and wages. I like it a lot.
Well, and a lot of what you're talking about, the reason we're getting these kind of weird things first in, first out, a lot of this is because they need budgetary trickery in order to satisfy reconciliation. You said on this program and a lot of other places that this is nonsense. Mike Pence can overrule a parliamentarian and they can get whatever package they need to through. Have you heard anything else from the White House or others about their intention to, say, overrule the parliamentarian in the event that it's maybe a little close and not quite satisfying the deficit concerns?
Not yet. That's a good point. And I'm still waiting. You know, you need a product first. So, mm-hmm. I guess next week after Thanksgiving, the Senate will finish the committee markup and go to the floor, and we'll see what's in that floor bill. We just don't know. I mean, for example, you could conceivably have an end, a repeal of the individual mandate from Obamacare. That might be in there, which would solve a lot of problems, both healthcare problems and revenue problems. But yes, I still, you know, I spoke to a breakfast of Republican senators now about 2 weeks ago, and you know, I said, do what it takes. I mean, I don't understand why they never just went to a 3% growth baseline. Now they went to 2.6, which is better than CBO's 1.9.
Right.
They'd gone to 3, they'd have picked up $500-600 billion. Regarding the Byrd rule itself, I don't know. To me, if you have to, suspend it. Is that a nuclear option? Yes, I suppose so. Kind of the way Mitch McConnell dealt with Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the Supremes. And sometimes you got to do what you got to do. The Republicans have to play hardball. They must get this through.
So even if he goes nuclear on that particular question, you still need Republicans to support it. And that's where,
correct.
And there's a question here of whether people like Jeff Flake, Bob Corker, Senator Lankford are going to support it because they're concerned the deficit will go up. Are they getting the growth estimates wrong?
Well, look, I think the growth estimates are going to be higher. I mean, the growth itself is going to be higher. I don't know about these guys, Flake and Corker, and I don't have any respect for them anymore. John McCain is thinking, I think he's going to vote for it. I think that what we call the two ladies, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, will vote for it because they want the insurance company bailout. You're probably going to get that. I think that'll harvest their votes. So I'm not so worried about some of these individuals. Ron Johnson will come around as long as they give more relief to the pass-throughs. And I think Senator Johnson's right about that, by the way. In fact, I think he should ask for even more relief to get their effective rate down to under 30%. Look, the individual side of this thing, there's not much going on for growth. It's a mishmash. You know, I mean, the top rate is going to stay the same or maybe come down an inch. The middle rates, tax rates, come down 3 percentage points. It's not huge. There's so much money thrown at child tax credits, which, you know, I love children. I don't know if you saw the piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday.
I did.
Canine tax
yes.
credits. I love that. I'm a dog. I'm an old man. My wife and I, we're dog people. Then the feline tax credits. I think you guys should get a tax credit for Thanksgiving
yeah.
shopping. you know, it's really kind of a waste of money. The best way to put more money in people's pockets is just really slash their marginal tax rates, yeah. which has a good incentive growth effect. So they wasted a lot of money there, in my view. But it is what it is, the doubling of the standard deduction. But the business side, it dwarfs the importance of the individual side. And the business side will really help this country grow faster and, you know, have better business investment and wage demands. And it'll really make us competitive.
Yep.
We'll be right down there. You know, my book on JFK and Reagan, they both said, if you're strong at home, you will be strong abroad. And we have not been strong at home with a 2% economy for, whatever, 8 or 10 years. So I think this is going to go a long way. It's going to be a big positive. I hold my nose regarding some of these individual things.
Yeah.
It's the business thing that matters.
Well, whatever happens, I hope it's good for the country. Larry Kudlow, thanks for keeping us abreast as this thing moves along.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir. 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
All right, and here we go into town over the 14th Street Bridge. Delays backing of the Pentagon. 395, just a little bit of volume in Landmark. So that's really about the worst of it getting into town. On the southbound side of the GW Parkway, we look good passing the overlooks. It's just now as you head around the curve to get down the inbound Key Bridge. Northbound side of the George Washington Parkway slows to make the exit on towards Spout Run. Goldsboro Road, crews were checking for a crash off of River Road that was slow between River and Mass Avenue. Beltway topside still in through Silver Spring, heavy. South on I-97, Maryland, pass route 32. Crash, they try to get everything to the shoulder, but it really still crowds that left lane. So do watch for that activity and the slowdowns. Again, that's on I-97, pass 32. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking morning. Seen some overcast at times. Other than that, the overcast a mix with sunshine, and we'll keep that today. A cloud sun mix and about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees, 8:46 on WMAL.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
All right, the White House Christmas tree arrived this week, yesterday. Kicking off the holiday season here in Washington, D.C., as it arrives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The tree comes from the Chapman family of Wisconsin. It's set to be decorated and displayed in the Blue Room at the White House. And by the way, they do a gorgeous job, the White House staff, at decorating for Christmas. I got to see it last year. Really, really nice work. They always make it beautiful. Last year, actually, they had like snowmen outside in the back, and like they're near the Rose Garden, all posed and everything. It was pretty neat. Got to show my daughter; she loved it. This isn't the Chapman family's first time, we're told, of being bestowed such an honor. They also provided trees to the White House in 1998 and 2003. So the family, a bunch of trees in their past, provided to the White House, which is neat.
Are they tree farmers? I wonder. I would think.
It was presented in a traditional horse-drawn carriage.
I love that.
So the Trump family was waiting there, and it's a 19.5-foot balsam fir.
Wow.
First Lady Melania Trump was there to receive it. Barron Trump as well. Melania Trump is always looking fetching. She had, you know, her jacket draped over her shoulders. She was very much, you know, she was holiday chic. She was ready for that tree, and it arrived, and they were very excited to get it. So that was cool.
I love the pictures. The guy, the driver of the horse-drawn carriage, you know, has the top hat on, reminds me of the guy who does the Punxsutawney Phil thing.
Right.
He's dressed just like that.
Yeah.
And poor Barron. Barron
you don't have to handle an animal this time.
Poor Barron just following his mother around going, ugh. He's a preteen.
He was fine. He was getting ready for Christmas.
But I get it. He's a preteen. This is not his thing.
There's a story as well about Anthony Scaramucci. You remember his short-lived tenure, his 10 days in the White House. Apparently, he was shopping around a book for a while. It's not really going anywhere, according to Business Insider. There's a book proposal. The title of the book was I Did It My Way. That was the working title. Not surprised that Scaramucci would go with a Sinatra song for the title of his book. But I don't know how long that book could be, especially because he doesn't plan on revealing any conversations he had with the president. So it's like, this is basically a pamphlet, I think.
Yeah, for both my days at the White House.
Just a couple YouTube videos from his briefing. That's basically it. I would like one of those children's books where you can press the button on the side, you press all of the faces to get different sounds to come out of it on the side of the book?
Yes.
That would be an excellent Anthony Scaramucci book.
That would be
just place quotes from the mooch. 8:49 on WMAL.
Protect your pipes now to avoid costly home repairs later. 7 on Your Side takes you inside a home's walls to show you what goes wrong when pipes freeze and burst. Learn important winterizing steps to prevent a frozen pipe disaster. 7 on Your Side, tonight on ABC 7 News at 5. You want your kids to be smarter, right? ABC 7's here to help. We're revealing 10 steps you can do that are backed by science. 10 scientifically proven steps to a smarter kid. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after the Dancing with the Stars finale.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan. and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Call it a sign of the times. Different decisions nowadays on what we choose to do with our bodies when we die. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Last year, just over half of Americans chose to be cremated when they died. About 44% chose to be buried. Most of the rest donated their bodies to science. All of this is according to the National Funeral Directors Association. The group says cremation isn't as lucrative a business, and 10% of funeral homes in the country have been forced to close over the last decade. About a third now operate their own crematories, with about another 9% saying they plan to open one in the next 5 years. Super interesting, cremation rates are highest in Washington State, Nevada, and Hawaii. Why? Well, according to one Seattle funeral home owner, lack of religion, high education rates, and transient populations. In the end, he says, cremation is simply a practical way to handle your body. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out all the hottest brand new officially licensed Nike apparel and New Era team headwear.
What did they do?
Looking for just the right gift? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for yourself or others. Oh! Choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams anywhere.
It don't get no better than that, baby.
NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products. Go to NFLShop.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free, or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience, then alerts the most qualified ones to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a couple things to watch for here late in the rush hour. George Washington Parkway, the crash is going to be northbound, right as you come up towards Spout Run in the left lane. So that's why that northbound bunched up here as you head past Memorial Circle. Southbound on the GW Parkway near Spout Run, you're in great shape. Have volume across the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It looks like a serious crash, and they've stopped traffic now. Southbound BW Parkway, right at the exit for BWI, I-195. Northbound, they were letting traffic get through. Suitland Parkway inbound, well, for each direction at the intersection with Stanton Road, having some issues with timing of the signal light. So watch for late delays on the Suitland Parkway heading into town. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. So get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here on this Tuesday. Big travel day. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning and more of the same this afternoon. Clouds and sunshine and a high near 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees, 8:57 on WMAL.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
Ever wonder why some real estate agents get their home sellers more money than others? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar. Sarah and Debbie have six proprietary resources that other realtors just don't have. It's absolutely a fact that these resources net sellers more money on average when they go with the Reynolds team. Listen, it does matter to you who you hire. Making the wrong choice could cost you thousands if you don't pick up the phone and call the Reynolds team right now. Sarah and Debbie are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar for the sale of your home, then I strongly recommend you call my friend Sarah and Debbie right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call today. 844-344-SOLD. It's Larry O'Connor. I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's now a few weeks into his program with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Okay, you got an update for us, JJ?
I do. 12 pounds in the first 2 weeks.
Look at you.
Most importantly, my wife has commented about my clothes being looser, so I got that going for me.
That is most important. Yeah. That's great. So how's it been following the plan?
The plan's great. I started out with a head of steam, and then this week was kind of tough. But the great thing about this plan is it comes with people, and I was able to call my counselor at EMP, Tiffany. You know, she listened, and that's what I needed.
Yeah, they're really the best. And let's face it, if everyone could just lose weight on their own, then we all would lose weight
right,
on our
exactly.
own. We need these great coaches over at EMP.
Yeah, I definitely needed the help, and then they even followed up with me the next day. It was awesome.
Well, they are awesome, and they were awesome for me, and they're going to be awesome for you. Find out for yourself. Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Okay, coming up tomorrow, Wednesday edition, Thanksgiving Eve, we got Cal Thomas, Larry Michael, and a Black Friday expert. Whoa, I need one of those.
Well, you're that guy who goes out to buy all this stuff on Black Friday, right? So you have to get out and do that.
I'm that guy. And you know that guy that we want to talk to right now? It's Chris Plant. Chris, what's coming up, man?
Why are you two over there on one microphone?
Because mine doesn't work.
Oh, that would explain it.
I was using that one, and now you need it.
Oh, okay. Very thoughtful of you. Okay, very courteous. Well, nothing to talk about today, so I'm just going to sing. I'm going to sing for 3 hours.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson, a prominent Michigan Democrat who served in the U.S. House since 1965, is now the latest on Capitol Hill to be accused of sexual misbehavior.
A $27,000 settlement was involved, BuzzFeed reports, for Democratic Congressman John Conyers, the senior member of the House, to settle a wrongful dismissal complaint. The website story says the former staffer refused Conyers' sexual advances and was fired for it. Other affidavits to back up the complaint suggest Conyers frequently had female staff. staff travel with him seeking sexual favors. It is unclear if the payments came from the recently disclosed taxpayer-provided funds that prevent such complaints from being made public. There are efforts underway to change the secrecy of the process. Bob Costantini, The White House.
CBS This Morning was without co-host Charlie Rose this morning. He's been suspended by the network after The Washington Post reported that at least 8 women are accusing him of unwanted sexual advances. One of Rose's co-hosts, Nora O'Donnell, had this to say on the show this morning.
This is a moment that demands a frank and honest assessment about where we stand and more generally the safety of women. Let me be very clear. There is no excuse for this alleged behavior. It is systematic and pervasive.
Rose has apologized for what he calls his inappropriate behavior. Some D.C. council members are sounding skeptical that the mayor's office will implement the new paid family leave law after Mayor Muriel Bowser let it go into effect without her signature last year.
The bill has the potential to be one of the most transformational pieces of legislation passed by the council in the last several years.
But Councilmember Robert White says the mayor's office needs to get the ball rolling on paid family leave for that potential to become reality. City officials have given some unusual numbers about the money and employees they'll need to implement the law, far out of proportion from other states that have put in similar laws, advocates say. But at the same time, the council is looking at changing how the program's paid for. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson.
We're trying to see if there are ways to make not the benefits, but the financing mechanism better.
And some in the mayor's office say it's hard to start implementation if funding gets changed. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Fairfax County school bus driver and a school system aide have both been charged with assaulting an 11-year-old autistic boy riding the bus. Police say the boy was assaulted twice last month. Charges were filed after police reviewed surveillance video.